For the first time, F-35 fighter jets are flying in Alaska as part of a massive military training exercise. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the small squadron is a preview of what's in store for the Air Force in Alaska.
More than a dozen reporters and military photographers gather on the tarmac at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson for a rare in-person glimpse of an F-35. The smooth, gray plane looks like a hybrid between a sports car and an electric razor with fins, stretching about the length of a tractor trailer.
You just can't get within 25 feet of it.
Officers from the Air Force and the Marine Corps are on hand to answer questions and introduce service members who are taking care of the new planes as part of the ongoing Northern Edge training exercise. That includes Major Adam Wellington, a Marine Corps pilot who first learned to fly the older F-18 Hornet, but has retrained on this new fifth-generation stealth fighter.
Yeah, it was like going from a flip phone to an iPhone.
The F-35 is the first plane designed for use across three different service branches, but each model is slightly different. The Marine version on display here can take off vertically, up and down like a helicopter. The 54 planes set to be released to Eielson by 2020 will belong to the Air Force. That model can't do the vertical landings, but has more space for fuel and weapons. The F-35 is the most expensive military program in Defense Department history, with costs projected to exceed well over $1 trillion. The procurement and development processes have been riddled with problems, and for almost two decades have been the subject of criticism by politicians on both sides of the aisle, all the way up to the president. The latest report on the planes from the Government Accountability Office in April found testing could be as much as a year behind schedule, delaying both the rollout timelines and production targets. Wellington says that as the first branch to get fully operational F-35 squadrons, the Marines are on hand to help share with the Navy and Air Force what the jets are capable of.
We're really trying to showcase what this plane can do to other units so that they can get kind of an education on how we can help them out and, you know, vice versa if need be, but really integrating ourselves into the plans and the tactics, techniques, and procedures that are out there.
This is only the second time F-35s have been in the state. The first was in January when a small number were transiting through. None of the jets is set to be based in Anchorage. The two squadrons are forecast to bring around 3,500 service members, families, and contractors, but only to the Fairbanks area. Northern Edge wraps up on Friday. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.